You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it's Tuesday, which means our dear friend, my best friend, Delana Dixon joins us. Hey, Misty, how are you?
Oh, I'm happy because I'm talking to my bestie. How you doing?
I'm good. Let's jump into the show, Misty, because we've got so much gossip to get to. What time is it, my friends? It is
it's tea time.
Big story at the top of the show. So yesterday on our show, we touched on the Grammys. We went through all the winners, some of the highlights. Garrett from Z100 was on. Nobody knows music better than him. However, over the last 24 hours, this Ben Affleck and J-Lo story that we did mention yesterday, but we didn't really dig into it, it has exploded. So now there is footage of them having a tense conversation at the Grammys. Everybody's trying to decode it. He probably just wants to get some Dunkin' Donuts and a cigarette, Miss D. But other people are saying it's much more serious than that. So Ben has gone viral once again from Sunday night, this time because he looked absolutely miserable attending the Grammy Awards. Like, not just slightly uncomfortable or not just slightly out of place. He looked miserable. Everybody is talking about music's biggest night. So she was not there because the Grammys particularly respect her. She's there because she is fabulous and nobody brings more TV eyeballs and excitement than Jennifer. And she certainly knows the fashion. So I understand why she was there. I don't understand why she dragged him along. Insiders are telling me that they are aware of all this and they're laughing it off. They're giggling about it. But at the same time, I don't think he's going to be her plus one. Again, if you go to these events, Ben, if you're listening, hello, 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 you got to play along. You got to be the part. Don't go if you're not going to play. What do you think, Mr.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? He's a honeydew now. I mean, honeydew this, honeydew that. And honeydew in this, when you're dating Jennifer Lopez or married to Jennifer Lopez, is going to major TV events such as the Grammys. And now we know that Ben he's had a really difficult time. It's been documented, kind of dealing with all the attention that goes with dating Jennifer Lopez, which should be no surprise. They were together 20 years ago. It hasn't changed. If anything, it's gotten even more. But it's not like this is something new to him. And look, you are an A-list actor, so people plan to see you. And the key word there is actor. You should know how to act. You know the camera's going to be on Jennifer. People are going to make judgment. It's 3.5 hours of your life. Maybe you took 2 hours to get ready. This is part of your job. Right. Suck it up and do it.
Yeah, or don't go. You don't have to go. Dee will go with you, Jennifer. She's got the best seats in the house. She's sitting next to The Rock, watching some of the best musicians in the world. I mean, come on. Harry Styles, Lizzo. I think it just wasn't his scene. He's very much a movie star. And I think you might have hit the nail on the head, Misty. It was not his room. He was not the biggest star in the room by far. That would be Beyonce. It would be Adele. It'd be Taylor Swift. It'd be Harry Styles. It was music's night. And he's not a musician. He's a fabulous director and a fabulous actor. So maybe he just didn't feel like he was getting enough attention. But nevertheless, the cameras were on him. He's too much of a showbiz expert. He's a director, for goodness sakes. He knew when the camera was on him. And when you sit in those really good seats, you're practically on stage. All night long, the cameras are going to cut to you. We've done TV shows, Misty. When there's a camera in your face. Like, you really do. When somebody kneels down in front of you with a camera, they're going to take a close-up of you and get a reaction shot. It's not that hard. An amateur would have handled this better. And Ben's no amateur. He's been in show business a really long time and he's an amazing filmmaker. So I just don't know what was going on, but I want to know what you think about all this. So Ben and Jen were obviously having tense conversations at the Grammys. Should we be worried about these two? Now, as Miss D pointed out, they have history. I worked with Jennifer when she first broke up with Ben. In fact, I drafted the breakup statement, so I know this couple very well. I want to know what you think. Should we be worried about these two? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Miss D, what are you working on?
Well, Tom Brady, you know, football player, Rob, he's done something wonderful for everybody in the world this past weekend or Monday. He's dipping his toes into thirst trap territory. Let me explain what he did. So the former Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback, he posted this Instagram selfie of himself in his underwear.
Hello,
Tom.
4 months
after finalizing his divorce from Giselle. And of course he wrote on it cheekily, "Did I do this right?" And he tagged some fellow NFL stars such as Julian Edelman and Rob the Gronk Gronkowski. And for anybody who's into football, tell me how to say that right. And basically, he didn't just do this, okay, he didn't just do it out of the love of his heart. He actually had a deal. He's just launched his own self-titled clothing brand, and he said that if he received 40,000 likes on a tweet, he would post pictures of himself like models do in their underwear. And that was actually about 7 months ago, so the company reminded him that he needs to do this, saying, "Hey, Tom Brady, we haven't forgotten about this, so expect to see more pictures." And, you know, as you know, I know a lot about entertainment. It doesn't hurt that his movie that he produced, 80 for Brady, also came out on Friday.
It's clever.
You know, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, it's really clever. A couple of things here. Tom, you asked, did I do this right? And I think the answer to that is yes,
yes.
And more, please. And so the picture is amazing. My goodness. If he wasn't such an amazing football player, he really could have been a model. Like, he's just absolutely gorgeous. The building where I live, Bridget Moynihan used to live in. She was Tom's girlfriend and had a son with him, Jack. And so I'd often see Tom in the building. I've got to say, Misty, in person, even like on a Sunday morning or when he's casually just in town, gorgeous, like just model gorgeous. So there's now a picture out there of him in his underwear staring into the camera. His hand is over his crotch, but it still is just delicious and so clever. You're right. That movie's meant to be terrific, Miss D. 80 for Brady, about all those
so
ladies
cute.
That are huge fans of his and go to a Super Bowl. I hear it's just great. So, Tom, congratulations on a couple of things here. One, you look amazing, so thank you for that. Two, you're promoting your movie, you're staying in the conversation, so congratulations on that. And three, this is a brilliant, brilliant way to sell underwear. It's his own collection. He's not wearing Calvin Klein's or some other knickers. No, he's wearing his own. And the mistake guys make, people make, is they think if I buy a pair of Tom Brady's underwear, I'm going to look like him.
It doesn't work that way.
I don't think it works that way. But nevertheless, I might get a pair. Tom. Hey, moving along. So, Harry Styles' big win at the Grammys has been celebrated by two members of his former band One Direction. Liam and Neil are both celebrating along with him. Liam took to his Instagram and shared a black and white photograph, a series of photographs of them together, and wrote, "Wow, this image is really something to wake up to. And when you write music like you do, Harry, you deserve every milestone of that moment, looking down, smiling at the trophy you earned." Neil went on to say, "Harry," and then showed hands, very clapping and heart, saying he was very proud of him. The other two members of the group, Lewis and Zayn, have not responded yet. But I think this is really lovely, and I hope it's genuine. Celebrate your friends, and when your friends go on to achieve so much, maybe it feels like they're leaving you behind, but we're all running our own race in this life, Misty. There's a time in my life where somebody I had worked with, if they went on to this sort of success, it might have bothered me. It might have made me cringe a little bit. But now I'm in a really good place where I understand we're all running our own race. There's enough pie for us all, and my piece of the pie can be different to yours, and we can all still be winners here. I can be really happy for friends, for people I know, when they do well. Misty, you always have had that ability.
Oh, absolutely. And these two guys are very smart. Let's face it, 20 years from now, there's going to be the One Direction reunion, and you want to be a part of it. You want to keep your relationships alive. So there's nothing wrong with giving grace to someone, and it just brings grace back to you. And yes, like I said, if you are a member of One Direction, you have to want for nothing. Your life is going to be set for the rest of your life. And, you know, congratulations to Harry Styles. I mean, I was rooting for ABBA because they're so, you know, they're iconic, but he is super talented, and we look forward to see what he does next.
We do. Hey, what else are you working on? Madonna's getting a lot of pushback too. We spoke about this briefly yesterday, but it's worth really jumping into, Misty. People are saying they didn't even recognize her.
Yeah, so of course she was at the Grammys. She made her speech. She spoke about what the Material Girl is all about. And she basically said, "I've done in 4 decades of doing music, this is what I've learned. If they call you shocking, scandalous, troublesome, problematic, provocative, or dangerous, you're definitely onto something." And the thing that they're onto is her face. So her face looked slightly different. It was smooth. It looks different than the Madonna we knew. And this has made people go online and actually give some reactions. So here are some of the funnier ones. Me attempting to ignore the fact that Madonna has a whole new face at the hashtag Grammys. This legit looks like a Madonna impersonator. She really messed up, and I'm using a different word, her face. And probably my favorite is, "How has Madonna been nominated for Best New Face at this year's Grammy Awards?"
That's quite funny. Yeah, I think people just don't want Madonna or their celebrities to change. And we want her to just remain the same forever. She's a human being. She's growing older. We're all growing older. What drives me a little bit crazy here, and I'm a self-confessed Madonna super fan, I love her, but I've noticed it too. On Sunday when she came out, I definitely was like, "Oh, she looks different." We know what she's done. Obviously, she's had work done. It looks like she's had fillers. But I think that we're much more critical of women than we are men. Like, nobody says anything when Elton John goes on tour, or Mick Jagger. They're getting up there in age now. Nobody says anything about them. But when a woman of Madonna's age refuses to sit down, refuses to shut up, refuses to go away, we all come at them. If you think about it, Elton John looks really different. Mick Jagger is now one in his late 70s. Like, yes, he's still out there selling out arenas. So I don't know about this one. It's Madonna's face. She's got nothing to prove to the world. If she thinks she looks great, I say power to her. But I definitely think there's a double standard here. And we're very careful on this show to make fun of people's looks or to laugh about the way somebody presents themselves. So I'm not going to do it with Madonna, but I'm being honest, definitely looks different. Doesn't look like the Madonna I knew when she was singing Material Girl and Like a Virgin. But no, she shouldn't look like that. She's 40 years older. And so I say, Madonna, you go and get them. And I think the one thing she's proven here, Miss D, is what she said when she introduced the artists on the show. She loves being provocative. She loves being controversial.
Absolutely.
And the fact she is still making headlines this many years into her career is probably a good thing. Okay,
absolutely.
Before we get a break, our last story is a royal story. Apparently, the royal family want to give Prince Harry some incentives to attend King Charles's coronation. So despite all the family drama that's been playing out in front of the entire world, King Charles really wants his younger son, Prince Harry, at his coronation on May 6th. The royal family is rolling out incentives to get Harry and potentially Meghan Markle there. What kind of incentives, I hear you ask? Think high-profile seating at the events, and they'll be in the really good seats. There were some reports that they would sit at the back of the church. Now I'm hearing they might be given the best seats with the family just to get them there. Also, to another little prize, another little incentive, is that they will be able to keep their titles, the Duke and the Duchess titles. Insiders are saying that Harry's camp made it very clear that he would not attend the coronation and then a few weeks later have his title stripped away. The problem is with that is that May 6th is Archie's fourth birthday. So I don't think Harry's going to want to spend his son's fourth birthday in a different country. I hope there's some compromise here. And once it is finally decided, you naughties will be the first to know. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, but we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Schuler with our dear friend, Miss D. Hey, Miss D, let's get to the polls.
Da, da, da. Da, da, da.
Last show, we talked about Armie Hammer's first interview. After all the accusations, he reveals he was sexually abused. Also, too, that he contemplated suicide. Does he deserve a second chance? We talk about second chances a lot on this show. Does he deserve a second chance? Wow. 50-50. Split down the middle. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page Naughty Gossip and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Well, our nicest of the day is Dale Moss. You remember him. We've met him. He's actually reacting to Claire Crawley, who was his girlfriend when he was on The Bachelorette. She's gotten married to Ryan Dawkins, and he has nothing but nice words to say to her. And he said, I think anytime someone finds love, that's a goal to find that for every person. So, you know, I have nothing but love and positive thoughts on this end. And he added, I'm currently in a relationship with Gailey Alex, and it's been almost a year now. So I'm solely focused on my relationship. But again, I wish Claire nothing but the best. Love is a beautiful thing, and I think it's great when anyone finds that. Aw, so nice to say.
And so there was a lot of controversy around these two as a couple. And then I think the press kind of turned on Dale and made him a little bit of an enemy for a while. I met him, Misty. You introduced me to him.
I did. He's so handsome.
Oh, my goodness.
Charming.
Yeah, charming. Because we've met some really fun people, but when you introduced me to him, and sometimes, and it's a horrible habit I'm trying desperately to stop, I don't give everybody my full attention. Sometimes I'm quite like, hello, hello, and then I move on. And so I remember, though, you introduced me to him, I stopped.
You did.
He got my full attention.
He's a really nice guy. We've sat down, we had coffee a couple times to talk about our careers and just where we wanted to go. And obviously he's done very well for himself. And I'm happy to hear he's found love in his life because he was looking for someone.
He was.
I share his sentiment for Claire. I have the same sentiment for him.
Absolutely. Hey, let's do our Naughties of the Day. Naughties of the Day is Beyonce fans. Now, don't come at me, Beehive, but Harry Styles Well, it was a shocking win. Nobody thought he would win Album of the Year. That's the big award. That's like winning Best Picture at the Oscars. And people on Twitter are saying that Beyoncé was robbed. Some people even claim that after Harry won, people stormed out of the auditorium. I'm not sure that's quite true. It was the end of the show, so people were leaving by then. I don't think Beyoncé would want this. Part of growing up was learning how to lose, learning how to not be the winner, learning how to accept graciously when somebody else beat me at Monopoly. I didn't flip the board up in the air and run away. It's part of life. You can't win every single day, but just because you didn't win that day, that does not make you a loser. So I think Harry here deserves all the credit. It's a great album. He won. Be happy for Harry. Beyoncé fans, Queen B would want this. Hey, before we go, let's have a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob.
I want one.
There were years, literally years in my life, when not a day would go by when I didn't tell myself that I absolutely sucked. Every day I would ask myself, what the hell is wrong with you? I'd become infected, and that's the right word, infected by this cruel pattern of thinking. I had a virus inside me, giving me negative thoughts all day long. Literally, it was in my bloodstream, Misty, and it was taking over my mind until I found the much-needed medicine that gave me a brand new way of thinking. And do you know what that medicine was? It was kindness. Start being kind to yourself every single day. When you go to say something mean to you or anybody else, stop and realize it doesn't have to be that way. That is a choice. And if it is a choice, you can change it. That is it for today. Woo. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Miss D Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're,
going to be naughty,
you've got to be. Nice. Take care, everybody. Hip, hip.
Bye-bye.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.